Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Industry. That's a phrase that probably would not have even mentioned a few years ago, but it's something that's starting to pop up in our industry, and it's definitely creating some interesting challenges out there. So the reason that I decided to do this topic was two parts. One is there's a pretty hilarious video out on YouTube, and it goes over old school versus new school construction. And it was created by the YouTube page You Betcha. And you can go check it out if you want to see it. It's pretty funny. Generally, the concept of the video is there's an old school construction worker and a new school's construction worker. And they kind of show the discrepancies. So the old school construction worker, you know, late 40s, 50s guy, you know, comes out on the job site in his flannel. And it's like, okay, we're going to work until we get this job done. We're not leaving, you know, until the job's finished kind of thing. And then the new school guy kind of pops up, a younger guy, and he's like, hey, guys, we got to take our breaks. We got to make sure that we're fresh and refreshed and have our energy. So that's kind of funny. And then they kind of go through safety stuff, and they're talking about the old school guy is just like, okay, yeah, you'll be fine. Just do it. Come on. Let's get this over with. We got 10 more of these buildings to get built here, and we're on a schedule. And then the new school guy comes out, and he's got his hard hat and his safety goggles and his fluorescent vest on. And he's like, hey, everybody, safety first. Be a shame if we lost somebody today. Let's be smart, guys. He's backing up a truck. He's like, okay, everybody watch out. I don't want to have any incidences here today. Safety first. You know, the old school guy's just like, come on through. No one's here. So it's kind of funny how it shows those differences, and it shows it in kind of a funny way. But we are actually starting to see these differences in the field. And it's definitely making for some interesting times. Now, I might be behind the curve on this a bit because I'm very fortunate that a lot of the trades that I have are the older school trades. They're the ones that we've had for a long time. We're just used to working with them. But we are starting to get some of these new school-owned, you know, trades. And there's definitely a difference in everything from work ethic, scheduling, safety, you name it, right? And there's good and bad with both. So, you know, like the old school trades, for example, have a painter that retired, and old school trade, obviously. And, you know, the way we would work it with them is, okay, hey, we've got this, you know, interior job coming up. This is when it's ready. How much time do you think you need? I'll have it done by Friday, right? I'll get it done in 4 days, whatever. Okay. So we build the schedule around that. And we could count on this person to always get it done by Friday. And all of a sudden there might be a Tuesday or Wednesday that week where he's working till 6 o'clock at night. And he's telling the guys, hey, we got to get this job done. We got to be done by Friday. We got to get out of here. Because he said that. That's what he said. And that's what he meant. And they're going to make it happen no matter what. Whereas the new school trades, I've got a new school guy. Hey, do the same thing, right? We got this job. How much time you need? Oh, you know, I need a week. Okay, great. For some reason, in my brain, I'm like, okay, well, this is a newer guy. I'm going to give him a couple extra days. So I actually gave him a week and a half. Thinking, okay, I brought a couple extra days for him just in case. Well, get in to a week and a half, and the job's only half done. He's been leaving early and running out and stuff. And, oh, you know, got to get my kids. Oh, wife needed help, had to run off. Yeah, I can't work tomorrow because, you know, we got some stuff going on in the family. Okay. You know, and then all of a sudden, you know, hey, I'll get it done next week. And then next week goes by, still doesn't get done. And the work's good. Guy's really nice guy, but it's just not happening. And it gets frustrating. You're like, what's going on? It's just a different mindset that's out there. It's the work-life balance mindset. Where it's like, yep, I got into this business because I want to be able to pick up and go. I want to be my own boss. I want to pick up and go when I can. And that works to some extent, but it doesn't work when, you know, we're using our old ways of doing business, right? Where we say, hey, how much time do you need? We're going to give you that, and then you're going to stick to it. And yeah, it's just challenging. And then you've got other people wanting to get in behind them. Hey, I got guys looking for work right now after you. I got to get them in here. They've been waiting for this job. They're waiting on you. You know, we normally take a week. You're taking 2.5 weeks. You know, now they're sitting on the sidelines with their, you know, hands in their pockets. And that's frustrating. Now, on the plus side for the new school, what I will say is that there are some advantages to the new school. One, for example, I have an old school and a new school landscaper. The old school landscaper, you know, just once you finally get him to the job site, shows up, kind of knocks it out, and away he goes. Where the new school landscaper, it's like, okay, you got to, you know, wonder when he's going to show up as well. And then it kind of starts a little bit and disappears and comes back. But the advantage with the new school landscaper is I had a job recently where we need to get a landscape plan. Now, my old school landscaper basically says, oh, you got to hire somebody to do that. So all of a sudden, I'm looking around. I spent $1,000 to buy a landscape plan just to have a written plan to submit to the subdivision. New school landscaper is like, yeah, I can take care of that for you. Yeah, it's $250. And all of a sudden, the next day, it's sitting there in my email, all done. Looks really nice. So they have the technology. They have someone on staff to do that. And they can whip it out really quickly. Whereas my old school guy's like, yeah, that's computer stuff. I don't do that. I don't want to touch that. So, yeah, there's pluses and minuses, right? But the work comes back to this work-life balance thing. And this is something that's been ingrained in our schools and in a lot of our kids. And we're starting to see it pop up now in the workforce. And it's definitely creating challenges for project managers and builders alike. Again, I have a trade. Told one of my guys, you know, oh man, you know, I'm not taking enough vacations and I need more time off. Well, we've been working with them for 8 months and they've already taken 4, you know, 1 week vacations to go off hunting and different things like that. And we're like, wow, that's interesting. You know, I've taken one vacation all year for a week and I feel like I can't get away. And they're saying they took 4 and it's not enough. So again, it's that concept of work-life balance. Now, certainly I should probably be taking more than my 1 week vacation and, you know, them taking 4 1-week vacations in 8 months is probably a bit excessive for a younger company. But it's just a different philosophy of how things are done. And it's something that is going to affect the building industry. And it's a challenge that we have because it's hard enough getting people into the trades. And you certainly don't want to discourage young people and younger business owners, you know, from taking their vacations and taking their liberties that they want to take. Because if you try and force them and try and fit them into this other peg, they're either going to just work elsewhere or they're going to leave the industry. But it's definitely harming productivity. It's taking longer. And we've seen that. There's national studies saying, you know, it's almost like a month and a half longer to build a house right now than it used to be because it's harder to get people to work and get them to work consistently full time to get the job done. And people get distracted now with all this technology. You know, taking breaks or going on their phone or they're getting pulled off to do other small things. And it's definitely affecting construction. So there's probably a better balance of everything. You know, new school workers, you know, potentially taking a little bit, you know, more care in their schedule to make sure jobs get done. Maybe the old school, you know, taking a little bit of time off here and there. Or even taking time out of their schedule. A lot of them won't even take their time out of their schedule to mentor someone, even if it's just for, you know, an hour or two, you know, a month. That's too much for them. So that's something that, you know, we need to consider as we move forward. And it's definitely going to be a big consideration as we continue to develop this industry. We need to continue to develop bringing younger people in. That old school versus new school mentality, the work-life balance concepts, how do we fit that all in and make a great schedule and make it so that we can still get these homes built at a great price and continue to help solve the housing affordability crisis that's out there in the country. Definitely something to think about and definitely a lot of work to be done there. Hopefully you enjoyed this topic today. If you have any thoughts on how to solve the work-life balance issue in the construction industry, certainly email us homebuildinghero@yahoo.com.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.